It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. On today's show, we welcome a special guest. Aaron Carter, that's a name that's been associated with very, very popular music over the years. He was a member of the Backstreet Boys. He is Nick Carter's younger brother, also appearing on the Carter Family reality TV show and a number of other things that he's done over the years, TV commercials. He's written songs, performed songs, traveled around the world, very successful, had some major hits and platinum hits a number of years ago. Well, Aaron has returned to music after a stint in rehab. He's had a difficult climb back into the entertainment business, and we're happy to talk about it. We've got Aaron Carter, who will join us today on Border Crossings. This is Larry London on the phone with me. He is a pop recording superstar. He is also a former Dancing with the Stars contestant who did quite well back in 2009. We would like to welcome to the Voice of America and to our worldwide audience, Aaron Carter. It's great to have you, Aaron.
Woo!
Woo! Well, that kind of sums
you.
It all up.
Exactly. How's it going?
It's going well. First of all, a belated happy birthday to you. You just turned the big 3-0.
I did. I turned 30. I made it.
Did you do anything special on your birthday in December?
I had a dinner with that was pretty much it. It was kind of simple. It was very 30-ish.
Well, I was going to ask you, now you've got your fifth album coming out, and that's congratulations on that's exciting news. 15 years since the last album. I guess this new album, Love, has been about 3 years in the making.
I got to co-produce every single track and, you know, write and have co-writers on every single track, too. So it's got a very consistent sound to it. And then the whole story behind, you know, the album is about two previous relationships that didn't really, like, work out for me. Mm-hmm. So I wrote about them, and that this is what came from it. So,
And of course, we're referring to an engagement. You had a previous engagement. You were close to getting married, and then you said it was kind of premature. You know, so does the person you wrote about know that there are a lot of songs about her on this album?
I'm sure, yeah, because when I was doing them, I was still in the relationships with them. Mm-hmm. So, and I actually wasn't engaged yet. So,
okay.
So, but then, you know, some personal stuff happened and, you know, the relationship couldn't work out. So, I'm a single man today.
A single man, single and ready to mingle. Now the album, the spelling of it is kind of, it looks unique. I know it's Love, but you spelled it a little bit differently, you know, in the wording. So what's the significance of that?
Well, the significance is, I was sitting there on my bed in Malibu thinking about, like, you know, oh, what could, you know, my title be of what I've done and what relates to me? And I was thinking, man, Justin Bieber just came out with this album called Purpose. Like, so I was like, I was sitting there and I was like going through my phone, and then I wrote down capital L, and then I held down the O, slid it over to where it puts a slice in it, and then a capital V, and then an E that had two dots. Hold on to the E on your phone, mm-hmm. and go over to the E with the two dots on it. So, and then I made it look like that, and then I just started promoting that and just talking about just that on Twitter. And then I went and got the same thing tattooed on my neck, on the left side of my neck. And then I was tweeting about it, and I got, someone told me, they're like, "Do you know that in a different language, the way that you spelled it, it means lion."
Oh.
So, and I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So, because I was just trying to make it look cool, but there's obviously those different asterisks or whatever it is in the phone where you hold it down for like a different language sometimes.
Right.
So that's how it all came about, really.
Now,
I mean, the whole title.
It's very exotic the way you made the letters look. So, you know, kudos to you. And you wrote and produced all the songs yourself, or most all the songs?
Yeah, I did. Not just myself. I had a co-producer that I worked with on every single track. Mm-hmm. And then I had a team of co-writers that helped me and were very, you know, very talented and very helpful in the studio. And then, you know, listening to me and my direction and where I want to go with, like, and how I'm, and I, you know, because I did a lot of the writing, too. So, and the producing, too. Like, I would produce the song and then go write it, and then my co-producer would come in, and then he would, you know, add some stuff to what I already did. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how the process worked. It's kind of like those guys, Postal Service.
Right.
Postal Service. You remember them?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, they were called Postal Service because one would make a bit of the track and he would send it to the other guy, and then he would finish it.
Mm-hmm.
Finish it up. So that's kind of like, I don't know, that's kind of like the vibe that we have going on right now. I mean, I produce music by myself too. So does my co-producer. You know, I'm working with artists myself, you know, with just my tracks. But I mean, when Lindgren and I get together, we just make magic.
So. Yeah, that's well stated. And I guess, you know, this album has been described as pop electronica, or at least a hybrid of pop electronica. Now, how is this going to connect to the fans who've known, you know, Aaron Carter for all the years and all the albums you put out from the original sound to today? How has this evolved? Where do you feel this is going with the new album?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not really worried about that because when I grew up doing all the music I did, it was music that other producers and other writers did for me.
Mm-hmm.
This time around, it's you know, truly authentic to who I am.
Mm-hmm.
and to what I'm going through in life. Like, when you're young, I mean, there's not really much to talk about or sing about, you know? And I didn't do the writing. Older guys did it for me. But, you know, when I got older, I was like, there's so much to relate to, and what I can relate to is having bad experience with love.
You've had, you've had some bad luck in a lot of areas in your life, and you've rebounded every time. You, in certain regards, you are an inspiration and a role model, and you've kind of overcome a lot of obstacles that you've had to face. And I assume that those struggles or those challenges will be reflected on the new album.
Absolutely. Well, the album is more based on like my previous relationships, but. Mm-hmm. The next album that I come out with, it's going to have to do more with my identity and, like, not, you know, relationships, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, it's going to grow and continue, and we're just going to keep doing our thing, so.
Now, here in the United States, people who had a chance to watch you on the reality show House of Carters, we got to kind of see you go through some of those things and, you know, how you guys all mesh together as the Carter family. You're the younger brother of Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys. And so, you suffered a lot of pain and a lot of loss. You lost your sister, Leslie, 5 years ago, and you lost your dad this year. That's got to affect somebody who's trying to create a new album. How is that, all of that come into play in your head when you're putting music together?
I actually did a song dedicated to my father called Champion. Mm-hmm. So, and I put the last voicemail he ever left me at the beginning of the song.
Hey, Aaron, Daddy. Hey, give me a call when you get a chance here, buddy. I ain't got nobody to talk to now. What else is going on, baby? Call me, buddy. Bye.
Bringing back the memories. You know you were the first to hold my hand. All the times you put in front of me. You gave me all the strength to be a man. All I want to be is time for you. Give me that sign from him. You told me the freedom's in the truth. Tell me where I begin. Drawn to the dark, but I see your light. All I wanna do is stop this hurt. Give me one shot tonight. All I want is time flying in reverse. Back when it was you and I. Where are you going? Can't understand. Don't want you to be alone. Set you up, but can't let you go. You were my champion.
Very nice. Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's, you know, kind of how I deal with it. I put everything I can into music that really affects me, like haunts me,
mm-hmm.
you know? If it haunts me, I put it into music. That's just the way of how it is right now.
Right,
and
right.
I'm not saying that's not going to change, because who knows? It could change. Hopefully it does, you know, to where it's not all written about pain and stuff like that. I mean, there were a couple of songs on there on the album that are called, like, one's called Bad to Good, which is actually a pretty positive song. But you know what? The relationship still didn't work out. So. Mm-hmm.
Don't work, cause all I ever do is put me first, yeah. But now you got me in reverse, cause all you ever do is prove my worth. You're the best I ever wanted in the worst way. Lift the icing off the cake like it's your birthday. Now I'm putting Carter right after your first name. Did you hurt me? Yeah. It's a good thing I came out alive when I did. And it was bad, but I don't got no regret. The good that came out of it. I guess that now I'm going back to good. Is it bad to be too good? Is it bad that you're good? That you're way too good at that. What you have, that it all like yesterday. I'm all good, going back to good, yeah.
I'm Larry London, and you are tuned to Aaron Carter. Now, I wanted to ask you if I can get very, very personal with you right now. I know that this year you were in rehab and out of rehab a couple of times. And I know throughout your life in the last, I don't know, 5 years or so, 7 years, you have had some experience in rehab for various different issues. What's different about this time? What's the change now in Aaron Carter's life?
Well, I mean, I'm 30 years old. I have aspirations other than just making music, like having a family and doing all that whole thing. And I would say just being, you know, the age that I am, I'm a lot more responsible, I think. And I should be able to make the better decisions now than mm-hmm. than when the first time I went to rehab when I was like 20 years old or something like that.
Mm-hmm. What would you tell your younger self today if you came across Aaron Carter, who was just starting off with, I don't know, either the Dead Ends or you know, you were just starting off? What would you tell that Aaron Carter today?
What would I tell the Aaron Carter starting off?
Yeah.
I would say to, you know what? There's nothing I would say. I would just put my hand on my shoulder as me and just say, good luck. It's gonna be tough, but it's gonna be worth it. So, mm-hmm. and that's just because, you know, my life is like an up and down roller coaster. But that's why at 30, I just want to have some consistency in my life now, mm-hmm. you know, and have some good healthy boundaries that I set, you know, with people. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of different things I've already learned, but. I mean, I'm still out here doing my thing, and that's like that's a huge blessing for me, is to be able to be out here doing my thing with new music instead of old music, performing only my old music because that's all I got. No, I created something that's better mm-hmm. than what I did when I was little. Don't Say Goodbye is my new single, and that's going to be on the album, so everyone can go check that out.
Feeling the vibe, the liquor is strong. She's trying to fight, so now that we're home, let me see what's just for my eyes. Now that I'm on, she tell me she the one who can ride. I can't deny, she got everything that I need in my life. She can't deny, if I go, we won't be alright. She said goodbye. I don't wanna waste my time with crazy fights. Girl, you gotta let me go or hold me tight. I don't wanna say goodnight, don't say goodbye. I can't deny, she got everything that I need in my life. She can't deny, if I go, we won't be alright. Say goodbye. I don't wanna waste my time with crazy fights. Girl, you gotta let me go or hold me tight. I don't wanna say goodnight. Don't say goodbye. Say goodbye. I don't wanna waste my time with crazy fights. Girl, you gotta let me go or hold me tight. Say goodnight, don't say goodbye.
And you also put out a song Sooner or Later, which I guess went on to get about 75 million streams. So obviously there's a hunger out there for Aaron Carter music. People are waiting for this album. I'm Larry London, and you are tuned to Aaron Carter, who joins us today on Border Crossings. You are an international star.
Oh, yeah.
So,
they're definitely worldwide fans. I mean, we can go to Spotify and tell. We can go look at the statistics.
And, you know, you have toured the world, and we are broadcasting to the world right now. We're heard in 100 different countries on the planet. So, I mean, do you have favorite places you like to go play?
You know what? I really just want to get back on the road touring in different places in Europe and all around the world to see how it is as an adult, because I spent a lot of my time as a kid doing, you know, all the traveling around and performing. And so it was kind of hard to remember, and I want to experience it, you know, as an adult. Mm-hmm. So I can't really put my foot on, like, what my, like, favorite place is. I mean, if there was any place I would say, I would probably say, like, Marbella, Spain, mm-hmm. which is, like, the south of Spain, and a very beautiful place. So, I mean, I love it there.
Well, all your fans and all your albums, I mean, you know, there's millions and millions of sales, and you have millions and millions of fans. And so, I mean, there will be probably, I'm guessing, a world tour after the album comes out?
Absolutely. I mean, we're going to be touring. We're just, we're setting that up right now. And, you know, just kind of focusing on the holidays a little bit. And, you know, I was a part of Project Angel Food for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing a children's hospital next month. So, and I'm going in and performing, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I just really like doing a lot of therapy, too. And what I mean by therapy is, like, is going and giving back to, you know, these kind of organizations.
Yeah, music must be, you know, some bit therapeutic to you. I mean, to write songs, it's a way to express yourself as a musician. This is an outlet for you to put yourself out there, to, you know, to let everybody see into Aaron Carter.
This is therapy for me. Mm-hmm. And this is how I express and release, you know.
Any chance you'll...
I'm
sorry.
Working. No, it's okay. Any chance what?
No, any chance you will, you know, perform with the Backstreet Boys again? Because I know they're together and they've been doing a Las Vegas thing. So is there any chance that you might relive some of the old days when, you know, I mean, you were a part of the Backstreet Boys touring?
No, I mean, I love my brother and the Backstreet Boys and all that, but I would never perform with them or anything like that. I'm different. My hair is green.
That's okay. You can have green hair. You can have no hair. You know, people.
But I love them. I love the guys. I mean, for me, it's just that's not something that's a part of, you know, my future.
Right. And one of the things you used to do as well was stage productions with Seussical and the Fantastics, some of the things you did. And any chance you'll go back to doing some stage production type stuff?
Broadway is a very peculiar, precarious job. I did it twice, mm-hmm. The musical and then the Fantastics for almost 2 years. I did 570 performances with the Fantastics, 8 shows a week. Seussical, the musical, I was too young to count. I really just wasn't counting. I didn't care. But when I did the Fantastics, I started counting all the dates, and I did a lot. But I guess it would have to take the right role.
Mm-hmm.
It would have to be the right role for me. And I mean, I'm always, you know, up to seeing what people have to offer. You know,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's, you know, Broadway performing in different places. But I mean, I don't know. It just depends.
What's your favorite memory so far?
And they'd have to match the money that I make, too.
Of course. Well, get the big fat checkbook out. What's your favorite memory so far from everything you've done to this point?
Oh, my favorite memory probably four-wheeling with Michael Jackson.
Wow.
And Chris Tucker.
Can't beat that.
Neverland.
He's a little bit of old school for it. That goes a little something like this. Trying to be the flyest kid on the block, the popular one with the rising stock. So that's when I had this bright idea.
For the party of the month,
now the party of the year. All the fine girls couldn't turn it down. Now all I gotta do is get my parents out. Should I send them to a movie?
Send them to a show.
Let me think. It's gotta be long though. I said, Mom, Dad, yo, why you sitting home? It's a Friday night. Have you seen Aunt Jo? And don't worry about staying out too long. Don't fuss over me. I'll be fine alone. Have a good time. The doorbell. This is what I said.
Broke a lamp. I hope they're more expensive.
They got the new friends. For now, it's
So we got Aaron Carter on the phone from California right now, finishing up the new album, getting ready to put it out in February. The album is called Love. That's what the guy's all about, love. And that's what his fans feel for him and he feels for his fans. Now, one thing I've read and heard recently from you and about you, you want to be a dad. You know, you really want to have kids.
Yep, I do.
Now,
I definitely talk to me.
Doesn't the idea of being a dad scare you, given what you've gone through, some of the things? I mean, do you worry about that, bringing kids into the world and being the guy that's responsible for their direction in life?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not ready at this point, but I'm definitely preparing myself for it. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
But that's top of the list, having kids.
Yeah, that, and then just, you know, being super successful with my music.
All right. Well, you have been already, so, I mean, I think it's just resuming where you left off, although it's been 15 years, but it's resuming again.
I know. It's crazy. I feel like I'm like a ghost sometimes, like, like that I came back from the dead or something like that, because I was gone, you know, for so long doing music, and then I pop back in the music scene, and there's a completely different evolution of how music works, and so I had to adapt to it, and, you know, I still am a little bit, but I kind of get the gist of it. Mm. So
it is a different business now than it was when you started, that's for sure.
Oh, definitely. I mean, when it comes to streaming and blogging and all that stuff, I mean, it's definitely a different industry.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any desire to write an autobiography? Because you have an interesting story to tell, and it's just a matter of time before you put that story down on paper.
But there you go, and you're right. It's only a matter of time before I do a book, so I've almost got enough information.
I think you got a couple of books worth. Now, tell me, what would you call your autobiography when you get ready to put it out?
What would I call my autobiography?
Mm-hmm.
Probably maybe something like The Truth Shall Set You Free or something like that.
I love it.
The reason why I say that is because my dad always said that. He always said, the truth shall set you free. Mm-hmm. So,
well, that's fantastic. What's the best advice Dad gave you?
The best advice my dad gave me was when he called me Mr. Hollywood, because I was getting too big for my britches, he said. And so he would call me Mr. Hollywood and make me do, like, serious crazy chores, like moving around sand and planting palm trees and so that I was like, you know, a normal kid. Mm-hmm. So I would come back and I would do all these tours and all this stuff. And then I come home and I wasn't even allowed to like drive my boat or even get on the jet ski until I did like five different chores. I mean, my dad was he was a military policeman, so he had a very militant attitude to him. Mm-hmm. So he was just really just hard and tough, you know, mm-hmm. all of his life. But at the same time, there was a gentle side that to my dad that I kind of won over because I was the baby boy. So
mm-hmm. You were the youngest, and you grew up in a house full of, I mean, you have brothers and sisters, and so there was a lot of things going on in your house growing up.
Oh yeah, I mean, there was a lot of us were getting grounded, a lot of us were getting rewarded, a lot of us, you know. Just doing, you know, kid things. So, I mean, it was great growing up, though, for me. You know, I have a little bit of a different outlook than, you know, most of my family. But I had a really great upbringing. I got to see the whole world. I got to travel all around. I got to be a part of things like Make-A-Wish and stuff like that back then. And, you know, that's what I'm doing now today. It's the same stuff. It's like I don't do this for money. Like I do it because I love it and I want credibility. So that's my main thing. It's like, I want credibility.
That's fantastic. And it's not easy to grow up in the public eye as, you know, I mean, you've got a very famous family. And so, you know, that has to have also put a toll on your life. Now, the album is called Love, album number 5, Aaron Carter. And what do you want people to know about the new album? What's the message that you want to deliver about your new album that's coming out?
The message about the new album that I've written and produced, co-produced and co-written, the message I want people to know is that don't tolerate you know, not being loved truly, and know the signs before you get there. So before you get to that point of heartbreak.
Mm. Well, that's great advice.
That really hurts, because that's what I went through.
Yes, you've experienced it in many shapes and forms throughout your life, and I wish you nothing but happiness and success in the year ahead. 2018 is going to be an exciting time, because the new album's coming out, and you're going on a tour, and I do hope that when you come to Washington, D.C., you'll come by and visit us in person so we can put you on VOA again and get you on VOA television as well.
Oh, my God, just tell whoever you have to tell, and I will definitely come and see you, sure.
That'd be wonderful. Thank you, Aaron Carter, for joining us. You're a great person, and an inspiration to everybody. And your music is great, always has been, and always will be. So thank you, Aaron Carter, for being a guest of The Voice of America.
Thank you, and thank you for being so kind. I appreciate it.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
While he's sleeping in, no, that's why you call it. You woke up.
Thank you very much, Aaron Carter, for joining us on Border Crossings today. Aaron Carter has a very interesting story and a brand new album. It's his first album in a number of years. We're so happy to be able to talk to Aaron Carter on today's Border Crossings with the whole story about what's going on, what motivates the guy. He's known all around the world for his hit music. So thank you, Aaron Carter, for joining us today. Thank you, Vince, our director, and Wagner, our engineer. My name's Larry London. Border Crossings will return with requests and dedications, so you return as well. Thank you for joining us right here on the VOA1 Music Network.